Okay, we're going to see now some more Tamei Karbonis. There are a lot of Tamei Karbonis, a lot of Yishayim. Karbonis are really the central feature of Avodas Hashem in many ways, and that's why it's significant and important to go through some of the Taimim. Each one is very, very significant. We're going to see the one on page 596, the Akedah. Eloshni Aimer, She'inyan v'hem shavim v'vua bulti muskal, v'zeh. Ki kemoi she'yusam v'riyus ha'guf adya mezoinis, v'riyus yela sholom nafshoi v'tidavik elav, kein yeni v'la kovaris. So the first point he says is the parallel, we're looking for a parallel of the physical world to karbonis in the world of ruchnias. Karbonis are called food, they are food, they're meat. So they basically have a, they are what sustain a person's ruchnias, the way food sustains his physical matzias. Kenyan Bel Kobonis, Kibitoy Vashkof and Nusin Habrius Vashlamus the calls to Umma Lakhidis Koser, Kidei Shemata Samadvek Slightly Suffolk. So just like if a person doesn't eat, even though his brain doesn't consist of peanut butter and jelly, but without peanut butter and jelly his brain doesn't work, there's no thoughts. So too in Karbonis, even though it's the physical thing itself gives a certain, adds a certain dimension to Ruchnias, which allows for Dveikas. Vehu, ki me'yudua, sha'nefesh ha'tsulo v'amitzatz emes ba'odam ha'sholoim b'ruiv ziruse v'shtadlusoim, ashal ze nema v'yodom le'nefesh chaya, k'ma sh'espaya sham, hi nefesh yikor mu'ulo m'yoyse chiyunis ha'yilunis. The nefesh in the person that shayach to the world of ruchnius is above the nefesh of the biological nefesh. So in a person there operates of many levels of nefesh, but we discern between nefesh that is the spark of life in the biological sense, which is also above the biological entity, but it's still very much part of it, the life force. And then there is the spiritual dimension of a person, and that has life force of its own. V'hine, k'moyshe nevdolz mu'osein k'nevdolz mu'osein. Just like it's very different than the simple life force that keeps a person going and struggling and so on, so too it's different in terms of the food it takes. Asherem yispanus v'yiskaimus ha'guf. Ha'nefesh ha'chayinus ha'sevus ha'shen ha'guf n'zoyinus ha'skaimus ha'tzeh ma'achol ma'ashka kashmiyin. The nefesh of the person that is the life force that's biological in its nature lives off the food and drink which is gashmias. Omnom zeis hanefesh atzula ruchnis einem is parneses vakivor machshavim sichliim. However, the nefesh of the ruchnis nefesh, it draws its sustenance from things that are more ruchnis kilachmeim. Just like the nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu was for 40 days living off Ruchnias. Let's just express something. Let's talk about a point so we get a sense of something. When a person eats, so it's really not, it's depending on different elements of, so for instance, sometimes the person takes the actual substance and proteins. We take substance and we add it to the body. Something like energy, it really, it's sort of the breaking down of different atoms in a cycle, the molecules in a cycle, is what creates the energy. We sort of liberate energy and use it. So the food itself is a basis for something, but it really, really creates, it's something that you draw out of the food, that's not the food itself. Let's go one notch higher. Sometimes a person eats and the food puts him in a good mood, and the mood comes not so much from the steak itself, just from the ambience or the fact that he's eating something that tastes good and so on. Food is a container death feeds different parts of the person in many ways, and there's a suit of Kedusha that feeds the Nyan of Kedusha in a person, and he'll be married a little bit more. V'chein b'chol ma se'yechol yishter, yesh lo mani yofim yuched eslo, im shetiyah son eshol mitzvah. So anything that he eats and drinks has the ability to add another dimension if it's a suit of mitzvah. Or he's mechavim for the mitzvahs, v'achot v'yisur v'dak ha-toyra. Or he's mechavim v'b'chaseh, or l'hasir ha-guf v'l'avriyo, l'amil l'sharos n'alakom v'tushiyas ha-toyra v'avoda. A person can add another dimension of ruchnis to the food if the person has in mind that the food is something that is that contains in itself a dimension of ruchnias. Let's give an example even in Yared Alma. Like I said before, a person is hungry, he eats a meal, he likes to feel his belly full, and he does it. So that full belly is nothing ruchnias to it. A person, let's say he's dining with a business client. So over there already, the food is sort of providing a backdrop for something else. Let's say a person is dining with a close friend and building a very, very deep and meaningful relationship. So there the food is a platform for something much deeper. It has nothing to do with the steak anymore, whatever it is. It's the content of it, and so on. People drinking. One person drinks because he has a drinking problem, he's trying to drive himself senseless. Another person drinks l'chaim when he seals a deal. Another person seals a shidduch, and he gets married and makes l'chaim with the sense of the simcha and nesuin. In all of these cases, the food contains within itself something more. So if a person eats shalom because he eats shalom, so that's one thing. If a person says today is Shabbos, it's a special day. It's a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worth confirming Amunah today. We're confronting as a tachlis to life, and I do it by making special macholim, and that's how I really look at it. It takes on a very different meaning. Ki be'emes, he says, hakavones eilo nechbodes v'ruchnias yamidu ha-nefesh yikayim ha-issa. All of these kavones are what give the nefesh its sustenance. Ki kodesh v'nakadoshim toichal. V'hu tam ki ha-kol moitza pi Hashem yichya adam. That's the meaning of it. Kol moitze pi Hashem yichya adam. A person lives. It's a loy alechem avari yichya adam. Kol moitze pi Hashem yichya adam. Person lives not off the bread of the bread, but off the dvar Hashem in the bread. Which is by the inyan kula b'shleimus b'parshas hamonim yichadas el zeh adrusha mechla. Uma she'amr zal. This is what Chazal meant. Kol oichul misuda shenem batam in chochem til nenem zeh v'ashchina. So he learns this Gemara a little bit as a mashal. Ha'ichol misud shenem Talmud Chacham means that he's eating a suda where the Talmud Chacham inside him is nene from it. In other words, it's not only the stomach enjoying the suda; it's the Talmud Chacham shabbat. It's the entity of his soul that is aware of its chashivas. Because if he has a nefesh yikara, if a person has a sense of a real special nefesh, then he has to prepare the type of food the nefesh likes, which means food that is the context of something meaningful, of something spiritual. So he says, this really helps us understand how the Shechina becomes part of Klal Yisrael through Kavanis. It's not that it's a Michael for Shechina, and not it's a Michael for an Uma. Rak shebehetiv kavanosim behem. It's when they do what they're supposed to do, and they are, and it's mashlim, In other words, it's the thoughts, it's the feelings, it's the ideas, everything that goes into it that really makes it. And this is very, very interesting in Karbanis. Kavana is incorporated. Lishma is a part of the carbon. In certain Karbanis, Lishma is not good. The reason is because in other things, the mitzvah is the lulav and esrog, and Kavana adds to it, but it's not the mitzvah. In Karbanis, the stakes that you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not, that's not the chefter shal mitzvah. It's the thought and feeling that goes into it. It's like shalach manis. So once upon a time people really needed the food. Today, it's the thought that goes into it, it's the feeling that goes into it.
But even Karbanis, there are some inyanim that won't be, can't bring it all onto the Kodesh because it has some mumin or something like that.
Correct.
And there are some specifics in the actual object.
Correct. Because that's, in a sense, that's because I'm giving the second best, the third best, like, okay, I don't need this, so I'll give it
to. So it still generates in me the thought.
Correct.
That it's something back to me.
Correct. It's more than any other mitzvah, the thought process, because food for our Kaddish Baruch Hu just doesn't exist. The, you know, a little messy, you're being made at Kaddish Baruch Hu, a little messy. And when a person stops having those kavanas, then a person really, really is, in a sense, is destroying a karbanis. Stakes for Kadosh Baruch Hu are not necessary. As a matter of fact, if anything, there's something wrong about it. It's the etzem sense of bringing something lifnei Hashem with the karbanis and machshavas and so on that's important. Okay, we'll have to go short today. Okay. I'm sorry, this is Hashem.